Hey everyone, are you paying attention to what's happening in Washington right now? It's actually a massive movement unfolding. Senators Josh Hawley and Elizabeth Warren have joined forces to push for a legislative change. They're requiring the Energy Information Administration to gather much more detailed data on data center energy consumption.
That is a significant shift. This initiative aims to address the significant strain the technology sector's expansion is placing on the national electrical grid. It's a serious conversation we need to have about our infrastructure.
Exactly. And the urgency is really driven by this current period of unprecedented growth in artificial intelligence and cloud computing. It feels like AI is everywhere, but the cost behind it is heavy.
Right. These advancements require vast computational power, necessitating massive data centers that operate 24/7. We're talking about facilities constantly cooling servers and processing data for everything from your AI assistants to global banking networks.
It's almost too easy to forget that it all runs on electricity, isn't it? The core problem is that the electrical grid is not keeping pace with this exponential growth. We need a way to manage that.
While the EIA currently collects data, Senators Hawley and Warren argue that the current level of transparency is insufficient for effectively managing grid strain or planning for future energy needs. They want accountability, ensuring energy-intensive operations operate within the limits of the infrastructure they consume.
I love that focus on accountability. It's about making sure the big players play by the rules. The proposed scrutiny entails three specific areas of focus.
First, grid impact assessment requires the EIA to analyze how specific data centers affect local and regional power stability.
That's huge for preventing blackouts.
Second, energy source tracking focuses on the origin of the power, distinguishing between renewable and fossil fuel sources. This could really influence corporate sustainability goals.
And third, cost implications involve revealing the true cost of running these facilities. It could potentially influence leasing deals and energy pricing for tech companies.
If these regulations move forward, the landscape for the tech industry will shift considerably. Companies building data centers will need to provide more granular data to regulators, leading to increased compliance costs.
That sounds daunting, but does that mean we might also see some good things?
However, this oversight may encourage innovation in energy efficiency. If operators know they are being watched closely, there may be a push for more sustainable cooling technologies and better server hardware that consumes less power.
That makes sense. It's like a competitive pressure for green tech. Additionally, this policy could impact the location of future data centers.
Yes. States with robust renewable energy infrastructure might become more attractive to tech companies than regions where grid capacity is limited or where regulatory pressure is higher. This could inadvertently drive a shift in the geographical distribution of tech infrastructure, impacting local economies.
Wow, that's a ripple effect. The broader economic context highlights that energy prices are a critical factor in the profitability of data centers. If the EIA provides better data on how these facilities interact with the broader energy market, it could inform better economic policies.
For instance, if data centers consume a disproportionate amount of power during peak hours, regulators could implement time-of-use pricing or capacity caps to prevent blackouts.
That's a really practical solution. Senators Hawley and Warren represent different political ideologies, but their alignment on this issue signals bipartisan concern.
True. It suggests that energy security and grid stability are becoming top priorities across the political spectrum. It serves as a reminder that technology is not isolated from the physical world. It relies on the very real tangible resources of electricity and fuel.
So, as this proposal moves through the legislative process, the technology community will watch closely.
The outcome could set a precedent for how other high-consumption industries are regulated. If the Senate approves these requests, a wave of new reporting requirements for data centers across the country may follow.
It's a wake-up call. For now, the industry is being asked to prepare by maintaining accurate records of energy usage and being ready for potential audits. It also means innovating ways to reduce that usage.
The balance between technological advancement and environmental stewardship is delicate.
With the Senate demanding to see the power bills, the path forward is becoming clearer. Transparency is the key to sustainable growth.
In conclusion, this development underscores a critical reality. Technology is powerful, but it is dependent on the energy grid that supports it.
Exactly. Ensuring that this grid remains stable and reliable requires cooperation between tech companies, policymakers, and energy providers.
The Senate's push for transparency is a significant step in that direction, ensuring that the digital economy does not outpace the physical world's ability to support it.